Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Blessed day by suffering sanctified, Christ's chosen high apostles died. Today Saint Peter wins renown. Today Saint Paul accepts the crown. Together equally they blend, together the victorious dead. They followed God and sacrificed, and now their faith is crowned by Christ. Saint Peter holds the highest place, yet Paul is not the less by grace. An equal faith was given to Paul, the chosen vessel of God's call. Saint Peter downward crucified, to honor God in how he died. Securely tied he sees unfold the death his shepherd once foretold. On such foundations Rome may claim the highest service of God's name. His noble blood has dignified the city where this prophet died. Let all the world then run to Rome. Let families of nations come. The head of nations teaches there, beside the nation's teacher's chair. O Lord, we ask that we may be in their exalted company, and with our princes sing your praise forever to unending days. Amen. I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting.
My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water.
So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise.
So I will bless you all my life, in your name I will lift up my hands.
My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night.
For you have been my help, in the shadow of your wings I rejoice.
My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day. God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever.
Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord.
All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord.
Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord.
Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord.
Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord.
Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord.
Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord.
You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord.
You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord.
All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith. Sing a new song to the Lord. His praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king.
Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation.
Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest.
Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand.
To deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples.
To bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron.
To carry out the sentence preordained, this honor is for all his faithful. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith. Beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ. For then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because they have been found worthy to suffer insult for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebi sui.
Et erexit cornus salutis nobis, in domo David pueri sui.
Sic ut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculos sunt prophetarum meum.
Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos.
Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti.
Ius iurandum quod iuravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis.
Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi.
In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris.
Et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare via seius.
Adandum scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum.
Per viscera misericordia Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto.
Illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. The Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith, let us pray. Bless your church, O Lord. You prayed that the faith of Peter would not fail. Strengthen the faith of your church. You appeared to Peter after your resurrection, and you appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus. Strengthen our faith that we may steadfastly proclaim that you have risen from the dead. You chose Paul as an apostle to preach your message to the Gentiles. Make us faithful preachers of your gospel. You mercifully forgave Peter's denials. Forgive us all of our sins. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who on the solemnity of the apostles Peter and Paul, give us the noble and holy joy of this day, grant, we pray, that your church may in all things follow the teaching of those through whom she received the beginnings of right religion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Regina Caeli, laetare,
alleluia, quia quem meruvis deportare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.